What up, man? Positive Gaming here, aka PG. And trust, you have to earn it. Like, I'm not gonna be like, if you're new in my life, I'm gonna give you the chance to prove to me that I can trust you. You know, if you betray my trust, then you lost it, and then that's it. That simple. Peace.
PG KT, man, thank you for calling in. Unfortunately, I just published the episode, but that's okay. I'll put you first thing, part two tomorrow. We're actually going to talk about examples of trust and the real-lifeness of trust through a situation, a little role-play in action. I'm going to try to bring that to the station. So trust is a great point. Always try to give someone a second chance and give someone a chance even just to trust and see if you can kind of see it out. Great answer, PG. Definitely we'll elaborate on that tomorrow. Well, before I go to bed, in our episode, you see success part one, trust part one. The reason why I'm holding off on a success part two is next month, February, I'm going to talk a little bit about what I'm doing for part two. So I'm getting the community answer, and then we're going to try a new strategy out of the Record Friends, which it won't work, but I know everyone's busy. We're going to do a little role-playing, so I'm going to give you guys a situation, and what would you do in the situation? So it's an interesting concept, so that's why success part two will come in. So that's all I mentioned that. I'll give you more details as it gets closer.
Hey, Anchor Nation, Next Generation, my friends. Positive Vibes here. Just wanted to call in regards to the topic of trust. You know, so many different directions you could go with it. The main thing that comes to mind in regards to trust is that what I've learned over time is that it starts with yourself, right? You have to trust yourself. How are you going to be able to trust others if, again, I'll repeat it, you cannot trust yourself? And then the other thing I'll add towards that is that it's trial and error. You're going to go throughout life, you know, possibly making, I don't want to say the wrong decision, because you might trust someone, let's just say it wasn't the right decision, but you need to take the lessons and move forward from it. But again, overall, what I believe matters the most is just looking at yourself in the mirror, trusting yourself to be able to live the life that you see for yourself in the right way.
Hey, PVKT here. Yeah, man, trust yourself first, then trust others later. You got to believe in yourself. You can't trust yourself, how you can succeed. I love that. So that's probably going to conclude part one, guys. Feel free to still call in. I'm posting in part two. In about an hour, I'll give you guys a scenario on what you would do, like a real-life scenario. What would you do, and how would you trust somebody? So stay tuned for that. And I think I'm going to have a great time experimenting with this. All right, guys. So we're going to have a situational drill. So imagine this. And we're going to talk about trust in the path. Okay, so get the scenario. You're on the edge of a cliff. You're walking up a mountain. So picture the cliff. Picture a mountain. You have a choice to make. There's two paths. One you know is the shortest distance. Seems like there's no obstacles. Seems clear to about 50 meters. Everything looks fine. Then you go in this other long path. You can see it turns. First 100 meters looks rough. A lot of bumps. But then you see a vague light, and it looks really clear on the other side. So which one would you trust? Do you trust the path that's shorter, it seems like, with the 50 meters? Everything's smooth and steady, but do you know what's on the other side? Or do you go with the first 100 meters? It's a little rough and sketchy. But do you trust that everything's going to be okay on the other side? Let me know what you think. Hope you guys enjoy that scenario.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Dom Osama from the Jensei Show, coming at you live from Anchor Nation, Next Generation. And yesterday I was speaking on having trust in your teammates, or the other day, excuse me, I was speaking on having trust in your teammates and trusting them to do their job, etc. And I also seen that I'm pretty sure it's Positive Vibes said that you got trust in yourself first. And guys, that's what my next point is. Like, you can have trust in everybody, but you got to trust yourself. You got to believe in yourself. Like, there's no person who's worth more of a chance than you, you know? You got to take yourself seriously and give yourself an opportunity to be successful. You have to give yourself that opportunity first. So guys, please really trust yourself. Go out there, look at that person in the mirror, and thank them and give them encouragement every single day. That's all I got for today. I'll see you guys a little bit later. I'm about to head into work. Peace.
What's up, guys? KT about to call tonight. We got one more call in before I do part two of the episode. So here he comes.
Hey, KT. Thanks for the shout out again. This is a really interesting topic for me, trust, because I've been thinking about this a lot lately. I've had a lot of experiences having to do with trust or lack thereof lately. So this is something I've been thinking about quite a bit lately, so I don't know if I can actually give you a full answer yet, but I wanted to give you some sort of answer. So the two things that I've learned from thinking about this over the last couple months is, one, trust is a result. Trust takes time and experience with the person, knowing you can depend on them and their words and that they'll keep their promises. And the second thing I've learned is that you can love someone without trusting them. There are some people in my life right now that I don't trust, and I don't know if I could ever trust them again, but I love them a lot. And that's something I don't think a lot of people realize. But other than that, I think that's as much as I can give you. I don't really know it yet, but thank you.
Hey, all right, it's KT about to wrap up the show tonight. That actually will lead into an actual topic of the next thing we were going to talk about. Compassion. It's actually something I had on the radar as a topic, so you spark compassion. We'll save that for Monday. But sometimes working relationship, it doesn't have to be equal trust, and I think that really is a good point and a key point. So I understand where you're coming from. Keep it easy, and thanks for calling in. Okay, so that's going to conclude it for the night. Good show today. I'm about to make this a new episode. It's two songs, call it a night. And I'll see you guys tomorrow for some quick updates, and then we'll get back on Monday, get back on the horse. And I'll see you later.